But
yeah.
But the thing is if I remember correctly, Alex Van Pelt liked running that little spread, that little spread offense, running from the shotgun.
Yeah.
Bro, Baker Mayfield ain't no shotgun quarterback.
No.
Baker Mayfield goes to New England. I'm not going to say 100% sure, but I'm 99% sure that'll kill his career.
Well, again, we up until December 3rd of this season, we was all sitting here scratching our head on Baker, because up to that point he wasn't consistent enough, and we were at 4-7. We had a losing record, and everybody thought the season was over. If you was one of those fans that said no. No, I knew we would come out of it and win the division at 4-7. Nah, even in this bad division.
Actually, Debo, if you remember correctly, that was kind of the record that we actually kind of called them to have at that point.
Yeah, we was kind of spot on. They won a few games late, like, you know, they
yeah. Well,
They almost lost the Falcons game at home. It took a defensive score at the end. It took a defensive score at the end to win that game. We barely got past Carolina. 21-18 in Carolina. So the hoopla over Baker didn't start until the Green Bay game. We go to Green Bay. He has this monster game, throw for 4 touchdowns, and then the next week, we go and beat a good Jacksonville team, 30-12.
And you know what? Let me be realistic with you for a second. I was more impressed with that Jacksonville game by Tampa than I was the Green Bay game.
Well, I mean, Jacksonville challenged them a little bit more on the defensive side. Green Bay was nursing a lot of injuries on the defensive side of the ball.
Exactly.
And it was a lot easier. It showed, right? But Green Bay got healthy, and we see what they did after that. So we just played them at the right time.
Okay, but, So do me a favor. Put on your GM cap here for a second. Okay, let's say Baker Mayfield goes and chases some money, and he goes to New England. Now you have Kyle Trask as the only quarterback on your roster.
No, I'm going to get Russell Wilson. I like Kyle Trask.
But even at that price tag that Russell Wilson probably going to be asking for?
No, he's not going to be asking for that, because Denver owes him a lot of money. So he can play for a cheaper contract. He's getting paid from Denver.
Yeah, but you don't think Denver going to try to find a way to weasel out of most of that money?
Nope, they can't. They got a cap hit of about 80, almost 90 million.
Oh,
they ain't weaseling out of nothing. He's getting his money. He had about what was the guaranteed money in that contract? $150 million or something like that.
Something like that. It was up there, man. It was up there. So, and because if you remember when he signed that contract,
that was right after. Mahomes got his deal, and then Russell Wilson got was traded, mm-hmm. and then Denver gave him that money. And I think all of us is like, really, you gonna give Russell Wilson that?
Head? Yeah. Well, if you remember, if I'm not mistaken, it either happened on a Wednesday night or a Sunday night, because we were on the air when he signed, and we said Denver done jumped off of a cliff to save this team.
It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. Denver, they made a mistake. They should have let Russell Wilson.
Well,
I mean, granted, Russell Wilson has.
The thing is that when they brought in Sean Payton, I was like.
Yeah, that's not a good mix.
I even said on the air, I was like, boys, this ain't going to work. Because Sean Payton's going to want his guy.
Yeah.
And sure enough. Sean Payton's going to go after his guy. And I have a feeling they're going after the Oregon quarterback, Bo Nix.
I would take Drake May, honestly. I think Drake May is the best quarterback
well,
in the draft.
Well, see, the thing is okay, so a lot of, and I know this is very cliche, but it's the truth. A lot of the draft is going to depend on free agency. Now let me tell you why specifically, because I think Chicago is about to make a very, very bad mistake. I mean, a very bad mistake, and they about to draft Caleb Williams.
You know,
I think Chicago. Is going has nothing but stars in their eyes when it comes to Caleb Williams, and I think that by draft day or maybe even on draft day they're going to try to deal Justin Fields. Now I don't know to what team, couldn't tell you. I can tell you a couple of teams that I think will probably be interested in him. And we'll start with the New York Giants. Then you know what? For grins, we'll throw in the Las Vegas Raiders. And you know what? Just for the sake of argument, we'll throw in another team there, Minnesota Vikings. Okay, now. The only reason I'm saying not Minnesota because Chicago is not going to trade him to an in-division rival.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. So now you're left with the Giants. And you're who was the other one I said? New England? Okay, Giants and New England.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. The Giants will probably be the suitor for him. And I don't know if Chicago's going to ask for a first-round pick or not, but they're going to have to give up a little bit for Justin Fields. Now, if I'm wrong about that, and Chicago does what I really want them to do, and that's trade down and take Marvin Harrison Jr., then that opens up a couple of other things. But for right now, the way Chicago is acting, they got nothing but stars in their eyes. Washington Commanders, again, like Chicago, stars in their eyes. As much as I hate this, I think they're taking that Heisman Trophy quarterback, Daniels, out of LSU. I don't think he's all that. I think he's Akili Smith 2.0.
Well, LSU now, had weapons. I mean, LSU had a lot of weapons, and they, yeah, you know, they made the quarterback look sometimes better than they actually are.
Yeah, exactly.
But like I say, because I think I told you guys in the group, and I'm a stick on this because I've watched all these quarterbacks play. Early in the season, I was on Caleb Williams a little bit, but as the season went on, I started seeing a little bit of gunslinger in him. and some very undisciplined throws that, yeah, you can get them throws through.
He is not as polished as what people are making him out to be.
No, he's not. And you can get some of them throws in through and on the college level. But you, Jameis Winston.
Thank you.
Got all the tools, but that gunslinger mentality is ultimately what did him in. He had all the tools. He could make all the throws.
But he was undisciplined. But hold on a second, okay? Because Jameis Winston put up numbers.
Yeah, he did.
And the reason why he put up numbers, because he had Mike Evans.
Yeah,
and
but
he had a couple of other. We'll call them second field receivers that were able to catch the ball. Caleb Williams don't have that in Chicago.
Well, I think more last season was a top five numbers wise. Mm-hmm. He was top five. He had about 1,500 yards receiving. He was really good. I think if they draft Caleb Williams, I believe they're going to make a run for Marvin Harrison Jr. with the 9th pick. So,
but see, here's the thing. I don't think Marvin Harrison Jr. is at 9. So now if you're trying to get both Caleb's and Harrison, now you're talking about giving up a little bit.
Well, the thing about it now, like this, William, they could take Harrison first.
If they take Harrison first, I am scared, but I'm convinced that Washington will take Williams.
I don't know about Washington taking Williams.
To me, Washington got stars in their eyes. But here's the thing: Caleb Williams going to Washington might actually make a little more sense. Because look at who Washington's offensive coordinator is.
Yeah, but here's my thing.
Okay. He was with Williams at USC. Cliff Kingsbury was the offensive coordinator at USC. So now that air raid offense, Caleb Williams already knows it. But here's the thing. He might know it, but he wasn't good at it.
Yeah.
But again, I think Washington is gonna would have way too big a stars in their eyes, and they would make that mistake and draft Caleb Williams. So
there's two quarterbacks. Now, there's two quarterbacks in this draft that I think, in my eyes, they grayed out number one, number two.
Uh-huh.
Drake May is the best thrower of the football in this draft. The next man behind him is the young man out of Florida State.
Okay. So let's talk about Jordan. Jordan, what's his name? Jordan Travis?
Yeah, Travis.
Travis Jordan? Okay. Let's talk about Travis here for a sec. Okay. I can say this with 99% certainty. Travis is going to be the steal of the draft.
Yeah, he's going to be the guy that got slept on because, you know, he had the leg injury. The teams are going to run away from him, and they're going to take the other guy.
Uh-huh.
And really, you should have just...
I'm telling you this right now. If in the third round, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers drafted Jordan Travis, I would not be mad. I absolutely would not be mad whatsoever.
So Jordan Travis, because let's look at his numbers here. So Jordan Travis, this season, before the injury, was 63% completion, 2,700 yards, 20 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. The year before that, he was 64%, 3,200 yards, 24 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
The year before that, in a half a season, he was 55%, 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. This guy don't turn the ball over.
Nope.
That's what you want. That's his career. 2019, obviously he was a beneficiary of the COVID year, so he's got about 6 years here. So, but Jordan Travis is a fighter. He's a loyal guy because he could have left Florida State knowing that they were in the rebuild. He could have left Florida State, went somewhere else, and you know, played and won games. But he opted to stay at Florida State and be a part of the rebuild, be a part of the turnaround. So, 20 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Man, listen. The dude can straight throw the ball, man. He can straight throw the ball. And I'm gonna go to Drake May. I'm going to go to Drake May because a lot of people sleeping on him as well. Drake May only started 2 full seasons. Here's his numbers. 2022, 4,300 yards, 38 touchdowns, 7 picks.
Ooh.
2023, 3,600 yards, 24 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. I believe these two are the sleepers of the draft. Nobody's talking about them.
Well, see, the thing is that I really do believe that if New England doesn't bite on Baker Mayfield, I think New England takes Drake May 3rd overall.
Yeah.
I really do.
Now, Bo Nix is good. I'm not taking nothing away from Bo Nix. His numbers this past season, 45 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 4,500 yards, almost 80% completion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He could very well be one of the top quarterbacks. I don't think it's the guys that won the Heisman. I don't think it's Caleb Williams and even the young man from Kansas State. I don't think it's him either.
Well, so I'll give you a little rundown on Bo Nix. Okay, so Bo Nix, before he went to Oregon, he was at Auburn, and when I tell you that they misused him.
Oh, you could tell.
At every turn. Oh, Debo, they had him in an offense that wasn't suited to nothing that he could do. Now, I hated to see him go because I knew what he had. But he chose to walk his own path and go to the University of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that was probably the best move that young man could have made.
Yeah.
You know, and I will still pull for him. I have Bo Nix. I have him graded out as I actually had him graded out as flip-flopping between 2 and 3. Because I sincerely had him flip-flopping with Drake May. Now, my number one quarterback, everybody, they already know this, and they disagree with it, but I don't care. I know what I see. But that's Michael Penix Jr. for Washington State.
Yeah.
That man has velocity on that ball, and he was hitting his target. Me personally, I'm not trying to take anything away from Daniel. Daniels, yes, he put up some good numbers, but I don't see him being Heisman quality. Okay.
It's the SEC bias. That's all.
No. Let me rephrase that. It's not that he didn't have Heisman quality, but I just felt that Michael Penix Jr. is better at the quarterback spot than what Daniels is. Like I said, when I see Daniels, I see an Antoine Randall L. I see an Akili Smith. That's who and what I see. And you know, and the thing is that I just don't think he's going to transition to the NFL that well. But unfortunately, I think that there's going to be a team that gets blinded by that Heisman Trophy, and they're going to draft him. And I just don't see it ending well. I really do not.
Yeah, I agree with you there, man. I think we can all agree on that. There's definitely some guys in this draft that's not being courted. I mean, look at Carolina's situation.
Yep.
They went after the Heisman.
Yeah, Bryce Young.
Yeah. They went after the Heisman. What do we know about these Alabama quarterbacks throughout the years? They're loaded at the receiver position with talent. These guys, these receivers out of Alabama coming to the NFL, and they come in guns blazing right off the bat. These are great receivers in college. These quarterbacks are not that great. Tua looked excellent in Alabama. As an NFL quarterback, he's average. And
yep.
The Dolphins' offense is set up perfect for Tua because he doesn't have a strong arm. And
right,
you know, when you got the guy Waddle and Tyreek Hill, you only got to throw them a 5-yard pass. They take a 5-yard pass and they run 70 yards. Did the quarterback really do anything? So Miami's in a situation with Tua where they got to make a decision. And I'm hearing numbers from Tua that is crazy. They talking about 250, 235, 250, something like that for Tua.
No, and I'll tell you what. Okay, for one, let's just establish this right off the bat. Last year, Tua had a great year, but the years before that, Tua didn't play full seasons. Tua was hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. Last year, I think, was only either his first or second year that he played the entire season, or at least most of the season. And he did good. He did good. He actually did great. Okay? But the same thing that we were talking about with Baker Mayfield, we got to kind of talk about with Tua at the moment, okay? For obviously different reasons. Okay, Baker Mayfield, like you were brought up, inconsistency. Tua, injury. I mean, we were actually throwing out the injury-prone tag on Tua because I don't know about you, but I was really thinking that at some point in time, last season, he was going to get hurt and be out again.
Yeah.
He surprised me, which, hey, I think I'm thankful he did. I like Tua. I like him a lot. I think he's a good fit there in Miami. But when you start throwing out numbers like that, you can't be throwing out numbers like that, especially when you just came off of either your first or second complete season.
Yeah.
Like you said with Baker Mayfield, we got to see more before we start throwing out those numbers.
Yep. I guess Nicholas' name never came back. He called in and said he was gonna call in, but I guess
he kinda MIA.
Yeah. Yep. So, at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of decisions made. As you said, I think free agency is going to dictate how a lot of teams, go in the draft. Not just for the quarterback position, but, a lot of other positions that they're out there looking at trying to improve upon the team. And yeah, man. So let's take a quick break and we'll come back on the other side and we'll continue this conversation here on the other side of this break. We're going to stay on the NFL free agency route and talk about some other things as well. This is Rat Pack Sports Show. We will be back after this break.
We'll be right back.
Show. We are back. We are live in the building of another week, Wednesday night. We're on the air. We're here. My man William Graves got disconnected. So hopefully he tries to call back. But we only have a few, about 20 minutes left anyway, till we get to the end of this show. So you're going to hear me until this thing ends, unless we get William Graves back. Skype dropped him. Let's see. Yeah, so we're in the free agency route. I think it's next week where the NFL free agency starts. And let's see. So we got teams that are trying to get under the salary cap because they're over. So, we're here. The Bills are getting rid of some guys, Tre'Davious White, Poyer, Morris, among a few that's being cut to free up money. Broncos, obviously, they're getting rid of Russell Wilson at the largest cap hit in we've ever seen in the history of the league. With $87 million cap hit, which is ridiculous. It just lets you know, how bad of a fit Russell Wilson was actually for. I mean, I'm not gonna say that Russell Wilson was there before they got Sean Payton. So, they got Russell Wilson, and then Sean Payton took the job. So, wasn't a good fit, obviously. So, because it's not a good fit, you're willing to eat $87 million? Is there any team that is interested in signing Russell Wilson could probably get him for a very cheap deal because of the amount of money that's still owed to him by the Denver Broncos?
According to ESPN, the Russell Wilson hit will be $85
million. Woo, woo, woo. Woo, 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 woo. As the old Stuart Scott would always say, woo, 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 woo. That's a lot of money, boy. 87, 85.
Man, they're gonna be paying for that for a minute.
That's a lot of money, man.
Man, dude, I thought we had it bad when we was hit with that Tom Brady money.
Yeah, we thought $35 million was bad.
Yeah. Bro, they almost tripled that.
Mm-hmm.
They was a cool 15, 20 million away from tripling that. So my question is this: can they split this up, that cap it up, among like different seasons or different years, or does it all come out this year?
I hope they can split it up, because boy, if it come out this year, they ain't gonna have no money.
No, not really.
Oh, two seasons, $85 million in dead money over the next 2 years.
So you're looking at about 42.5
Yep.
Million per year.
5 year. 242.6 million dollar deal. Right, John Elway. That's somebody who shouldn't be a general manager. I don't.
I didn't think John Elway was still the general manager.
Is he?
I thought he was. I don't think so.
Sure. So, Russell Wilson. $85 million The next largest contract hit, actually, Matt Ryan. Yeah. Matt Ryan in 2022 was a $40 million cap hit. And this past last season, Aaron Rodgers was a $40 million cap hit, but at least he played. I mean,
well, I don't know if you can say he played or not. I mean, dude got hurt like the first play of the game.
Yeah, well, the Packers was on the book for $40 million this season.
But by the way, the Denver Broncos general manager is George Patton.
George Patton. Mitch Trubisky released by the Steelers and is joining the Buffalo Bills.
You know what? That actually may not be a bad fit.
No, I think that's a good fit.
The only question remains is Pittsburgh going to still ride with Kenny Pickett?
I think they have to, man. They spend a high pick on him, so. But I think Pittsburgh will be fine. I think they'll be fine.
Well, you know, the one quarterback, and I haven't heard anything yet about him, but I unless I missed it, but I have a feeling it's coming, and that's Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
That hasn't happened yet.
Something tells me that Tennessee is going to ride with real Will Levis, and you know, Tannehill is going to kind of be. I really see Tannehill being released or traded, and you know the thing is that. I'll be honest with you. If we couldn't get Russell Wilson, I wouldn't mind if we did go after Ryan. I really would. But the thing is that Tannehill's going to want to start wherever he goes. Yeah. And if we don't land Baker or we just let him walk, whatever the case may be, you know, this is where that we do need to put everything into starting Kyle Trask to see where he like stacks up at.
Yeah, they may put themselves in a situation where they may have to go that route if Baker Mayfield runs, you know, chases the money and spurns them at the table. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, Mike Evans, you know, 2-year deal. Gator Buccaneers flexibility to be able to sign Baker, but I'm not so sure about that. I think
Evans, the thing is,
got his money, and that's about, you know, where market wise where he would be at if he made it to the market.
But the thing is that, you know, as we talked, Baker Mayfield is a B minus C plus quarterback, more or less a C plus quarterback. Okay, he's not terrible, but he's not great. But the thing is that I could potentially see two teams kind of looking at those last games where he really turned it up, and, you know, and he was playing like A plus ball.
That's what he's going off of.
And I think that there's two teams out there that are desperate enough to go after that Baker Mayfield that we saw in those four games and ignoring the rest and giving him that money. One of them is the New York Giants. The other is the New England Patriots.
Well, I think the Giants still owe Daniel Jones a little bit too much money. I don't think they're going to make a run for a quarterback unless they draft one. I don't think they're going to make a run for a quarterback in free agency.
I don't see. So here's my thing. I don't think they can afford not to go after a quarterback, because here's the thing. I think if they still ride with Daniel Jones next year, I think Saquon Barkley is gone. And
well,
let's face it,
franchising them.
Saquon Barkley was their offense.
Yeah, he was like 60% of the offense. Not 60. I think it was above 50.
Oh, no. Well, I just don't know. I don't think New York can afford not to go after somebody to help keep Saquon in house.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. Who would you like to see Tampa Bay draft in the first round?
First round.
Because I have two guys.
I'm thinking interior, offensive line.
Well, that's the first place I would be going, and honestly, I kind of like Mims out of Georgia. Our Marius Mims, I believe, is what his name is. Solid as they come. The other is an edge rusher out of Penn State. His name is Chop Robinson, I believe. And that dude is just, he's impressive. I'll put it to you that way. You know how everybody all oohed and awed over Devin White being able to run somebody down?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy is just as good, but he can also do the stick and run, and he can also play coverage.
Okay.
If he needs to. So yeah, those are the two guys that I'm definitely looking at in the first round for Tampa.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I think the Bucs, what I don't want is for them to make a signing just for the sake of making a signing, because they think they have to.
Yeah, well, I'm a big Baker fan and everything and all that, but Devo, that's a lot of money, man.
Oh yeah. I know it's a lot of money.
Bro, even as a Baker fan, I can't trust him getting that type of money. I can't do it, man. I cannot do it. No. I mean, unless he was going like something like 60 or 85 million guaranteed, and all the rest of it was incentives, then I'll be a little more okay with it, because again, it's only like 80-85 million versus all 120 million over what was it, a 3-4 year deal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then in that case, all right, I could see 85 million over 4 years. That's only 20 million a year. That's kind of the lower end of what the second tier quarterbacks are making. So at that point, okay, I would be okay with it.
Yeah.
But you start talking about 120 million over 3 years or something like that, man. Dude, you're talking about 40 million a year.
Yeah.
He ain't waiting. No, sir. Like I said, no. The juice ain't worth the squeeze, Debo. The juice ain't worth the squeeze.
Mm-hmm. So, it's, you know, one of them things, man. We'll see. Getting close. And,
yes, sir.
You know, we'll see.
What is it? Actually, next week, here in a couple of days, to be exact, 4 days. 4 days, NFL free agency starts, Debo.
4 days, man. I'm ready. See what?
Yes, sir.
See what happens, and you know, see what direction these teams want to head into. I'll give my idea.
Hopefully, Tampa don't get too foolish. But we are talking about Jason Light.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So it is 11, and that is it, man.
Yes, sir.
It goes quick when, you know, we're having a fun conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I mentioned this to William Grayson in the chat. We're going to be doing some things here coming up with the show.
Yes, sir.
Joint ventures with other programs. Working on a draft show for at least the first round, I'm sure. Maybe round two to get it kick-started.
And I do have some news about that. Depending on what happens within the next 2 weeks, if things go the way I think they're going to go, I will actually make a flight down to Tampa for the draft.
Okay. That's good. That's good, man. But
yes, sir.
We'll see. Hopefully, we can make that happen. That'll be freaking awesome. But
yeah,
we got the draft. You know, whatever news break in doing free agency, we'll try to get it posted up in the Facebook app. Get it up on the social media. You know, just following any breaking news. You know, once that free agency hit, we'll be sleeping. They'll be making deals in the middle of the night. So we got to play catch up when we when we wake up the next morning.
Yep.
Yep. But as well, man, as always, appreciate you calling in, and I'm going to say appreciate my man, Mr. Nicholas Lane, a.k.a. Nicky Buckets. He was on the line. I don't know what happened to him, but he was on the line. So anytime he can call in, it's all, you know, it's always going to be a fun show. So hopefully we can catch him next week. He might have got busy. I know he still plays softball. So, you know, he might have got busy and wasn't able to get back to the phone. But with that being said, that's going to do it for us here. Everybody at the Rat Pack, myself, Mr. William Graves, Nicholas Lane, left field correspondent, Boss Hogg, Sean Naylor made an appearance, folks. Boss Hogg made an appearance. It's always good to hear from him. Good luck on this.
Good ball.
Yep. Good luck on this state championship game.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow? Yeah. I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah, yes, sir. So tomorrow night, if they win tomorrow night, Saturday morning for the state championship.
Yep. So I'll be checking out that game tomorrow night.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, seeing what happens if they can, you know, go to a second straight state title. That's a hard accomplishment to pull off, but we got the right, you know, right group. Anything is possible. So, with that being said, I'm gonna get out of here. We'll see you guys. We'll see you guys Sunday night.
You
may catch us on a quick live video stream here. You know, coming up if anything does happen before we can get back on the air. You'll hear from us on the live Facebook Live. So that's something we're getting ready to integrate into what we're doing. And, you know, just reinvent the wheel a little bit. But
yes, sir.
We're going to get out of here, man. As always, we appreciate y'all tuning into the show. Make sure you head over to the website tomorrow. Download the podcast. It'll be up tomorrow. Or you can, you know, re-listen to the link on the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. If you're an iPhone user, just download the TuneIn app. You'll be able to find us the same way. We out of here, man. This Rat Pack Sports Show, we are signing out for this Wednesday night. Peace.
can tell when I'm drinking or when you're running. I'm from your problems, don't hesitate and try and solve them sober. For it.